Praise be Jesus Christ. Today we celebrate a votive Mass in honor of the Sacred Heart of Jesus this first Friday. And we see in the introit of the Mass, it says this: "The thoughts of his heart are from generation to generation to deliver their souls from death and to feed them in famine." You see, when our Lord looks down on the world from one generation to the next, his most sacred heart is concerned about one thing and one thing only, and that is the salvation of souls, to save them, to deliver their souls from death. It says the thoughts of his heart, which is kind of a different way of what we normally think when we talk about thoughts. It doesn't say the thoughts of his mind or anything. It says the thoughts of his heart. And this reveals how important this issue is. When we say someone has a particular issue at heart, what do we mean? We mean that it is very important to them. And so that's what this means as well. This issue of our salvation is very important to our Lord. In fact, it is the only thing that matters with regard to men, our eternal salvation. As our Lord himself said, "What does it profit a man to gain the whole world and to lose his immortal soul?" Maximum importance. Now, the fact that these are the thoughts of our Lord's heart also reveals the love with which he considers this issue, that love, that goodwill towards men. That is, he is desiring the greatest good for each and every one of us. That is, eternal salvation, heaven, union with God for all eternity. Then it goes on to say, from generation to generation. Our Lord has these thoughts in his most sacred heart from generation to generation. There is no one who escapes the loving gaze of Jesus Christ. He looks upon each and every generation, and he loves everyone individually. He desires the salvation of all. Again, as the scripture says, God desires that all men be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. To deliver their souls from death, to deliver our souls from death, these are the thoughts in his heart. The death of the soul, what is it? Mortal sin. And if mortal sin is paired with the death of the body, then we have eternal death. Eternal death. In fact, one of the descriptions of hell is an eternal dying. Just as in heaven it is an eternal living, eternal life, so in hell it is an eternal dying. So this is what our Lord seeks to deliver us from. And to feed them in time of famine. You see, our Lord knows that this world for us is like a spiritual desert. That is, our soul is made for heaven. Our soul is made for God and can only be satisfied with him. And so our Lord knows that our soul hungering for this boundless and never-ending joy, a complete joy and one that never ends. He knows that our heart desires this, that we desire heaven, but that while we're here on earth, we run the risk of substituting heaven for created things. And that's the famine of our soul, the hunger of our soul. And so he wants to feed us in this time of famine. and to fill our souls as much as possible on our journey through this world. And he seeks to feed us with what? With himself, with the Holy Eucharist, our spiritual food, our foretaste of heaven before actually entering through those gates. So let us draw close to our Lord's Sacred Heart today. Let us approach him worthily in the Eucharist and satisfy our souls on him until the day he calls us to heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Fructum ventris tuum.